All right.
I'd like to call to order this Medina Township Trustees regular meeting. The time is now 7:02. It is March 17th of 2022. Can I give a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
All right, would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we get a moment of silence for our first responders, both here and abroad? Good evening, everybody. We're going to start off with approval of payroll. So I'd like to make a motion to approve our payroll. The check date is 03/18 of 2022. Total amount is for $53,563.54 with total deductions and withholdings of $8,014.19. And I will put these two pages in as reference.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Can I just I did email all three of you. I had two objections to the payments. The two of the board members ordered the payments. I just wanted to put this on the record for audit purposes.
All right. Can you sign it?
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right, so after payroll discussion, now we have a streetlight discussion. It's number three.
Yeah.
So we have a guest here.
I'm Colleen Conley, York Township Trustee.
Bruce Chris.
Across the road there.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. I was going to have Amy Hopkins with me tonight from First Energy, but her 16-year-old son was involved in a car accident right before she was going to leave the house. So. I'm here by myself. The reason this intersection on Wolf, Short Wolf, and Marks Road is a very dark, sort of dangerous intersection. And Smith Brothers has poured new concrete for, I think they're going to be opening up an area that they can bring the big trucks in there. So with the students driving to school, you know, before the daylight savings time and all that truck traffic that's out there, I've had a couple seniors approach me and ask me if we could put up a street light. So I brought it up at the meeting with Bill and Rick, and they felt the same way. So I asked her to do the study. And what the study shows is that the best location for this new light is over on the Medina Township side, where the new drive is and everything. So they gave us an upfront cost of $1,537.21 to install the pole, and then the charge would be $12.44 per kilowatt for the light. And like what they do for us, they just add it on to our already existing, 75 lights. But since it's not in my township, mm-hmm, I have to come to you guys to see if you're on the same page. We did do a joint one, same thing. It was down at the bottom of the hill there on Hamilton and Marks, and that's also sort of straight line, but it's very dark at night. So I asked them to do a study a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago, and they ended up putting it on your side again. So
yeah, we're just
I apologize for that, but
Do you have friends there or what?
No, not at all. So Amy Hopkins said she would call maybe the fiscal officer and give her, she's done all the costs and everything like that. Maybe tomorrow, so if everything's okay with her son, so.
Right.
Is there any questions I can answer?
Sure. What's the red circle over here?
I think that's, is that where the wire starts? I'm not.
Well, that's why I'm kind of confused, because I know we're on this side of Mark's over here, but I didn't realize that this would be township property way over on this side.
No, no, no. The light's going here.
Right, but if the wires are coming from that way.
Well, that's where the wire is stretched across, gotcha. I guess. That's what she had said.
I think that what they determined in that study was where the star is probably where the pole is, where the light can get the better part, the better part of the intersection.
It's the transformer. I'm sorry. The red circle is the transformer.
Gotcha. Okay.
Where if the light was maybe in the Y of that intersection portion, it would probably not have as much effect on it. I'm thinking, but maybe that's something we can talk to her about at some point, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, my opinion is I would think that we'll definitely want to consider it.
Yeah, I mean, I drive that area. I know it's dark. Mm-hmm. Everything out here rural is dark, right. You know, when mm-hmm. the light's out, so.
Well, when the senior said, well, it's bad here, and the other one goes, yeah, it sure is. And I said, well, yeah. 60% of my residents are seniors.
Now, this is the first that we've actually heard of any issues over there. I mean, for my time, I mean, we've gotten a couple of issues with some streetlights at some of the newer developments and stuff like that, going out to 3 and to Fenn and stuff like that. But I have not personally taken any phone calls for Mark's Road. So this is the first time I've actually even heard of a concern over there. So, but yeah. I mean, I do know the area. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
again, it'd be nice to have lights everywhere, but, you know.
So my thinking is we'll probably do some more discussing, try to find out, you know, just get some more insight to it and circle the wagon back with you. Is that okay?
Okay, sure, that'd be fine.
We'll definitely consider it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just so I'm clear, there's three stars. What are the stars then?
Like telephone poles.
Are those telephone poles?
Yeah, this is because they're going to put a pole here, I guess.
Okay. All right, just wanted to make sure. Okay, I didn't know if those were lights or what. Okay. So this would be where the light is.
So this is all your first time dealing with straight lights, right?
I think that I was involved in some conversation. If I wasn't a trustee, I was attending meetings over some up here on the upper.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I know that sometimes the police sit over there in a driveway occasionally.
And you want to light them up so people
see
them?
Yeah. Well, they're never there at nighttime, so. I just had to say that because he's sitting over there.
That's where we run radar, actually.
Yeah, your ticket's going to go down, right?
Yeah, so it's just, I'm always one that's usually out in front versus wait until it happens. Especially I'm like that with the kids. I always tell the snowplow driver, I said, get Wolf, get Station, because all the kids that come in from outer areas in the district, you know, mm-hmm. so.
Well, thank you.
So that's why I'm here.
Oh, well, I appreciate it.
I appreciate your consideration for us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for visiting.
All right.
That would be great. Thank you. I missed those.
I will be able to.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
everybody. Have a good one, Colleen. All right, approval of appropriation status. I move to adopt resolution number 03172022-022 to approve the appropriation status dated 3/17 of 2022 and incorporate this 14-page document by reference.
Second.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Just something to mention, that this is up to date other than tonight's payroll. So, and I, both Chuck and I are going to be out of town for the next meeting. But so if you can all review that carefully prior to
the appropriation status, you're talking about review that?
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Prior to issuing any purchase orders before the meeting next, because if there's not enough in those line items. Also, just really pay attention for the department heads, really pay attention to those line items, because a lot of blankets are starting to run low that were opened in the temporary budget. So if any, you know, blankets or super blankets need to be open, get with me on that, you know, maybe early part of next week, because I won't be around, you know. Yeah. I'll be here to do payroll Monday. We're going to talk about that later. But
just, you know, if you can look at those and review them, and if anything needs to be opened, you can talk to me about that next week. That would be great.
Thank you. So at this time, I'm not going to ask you if you have any purchase requests. Would you like to present your purchase
request? I would. Tonight I got four purchase order requests. I'll start with the easier ones. This is a purchase order request, dated 3/17/22, for the service department. The vendor is Schaefer Manufacturing Company. The item description is a 55-gallon drum of 15W40 motor oil, and the cost of that is $1,298.54.
I'll second that. Discussion? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
No. I second it. Aye.
Oh, I'd like to make a motion to accept a purchase order request dated 3/17/22 for the service department. The vendor is Corson Fire and Security. The description is repair fire sprinkler system at Township Service Garage. The amount is $5,913.32.
Second.
All right, discussion?
How much was that again?
$5,913.32.
How is this different than what we just did recently?
Well, this is actually repairing the system. What they found was a bunch of rust in the line, so they got to come in and push everything out, and actually had some drains, so some parts that actually dropped out. It was kind of a bad design when they built it.
Okay.
But, you know, kind of thought.
Speaking of Corson, are we coming up with our annual, when they come in and do all the fire extinguishers, is that coming up soon or not?
It's later in the summer. It's in the summer.
Okay.
And that dollar did reflect the same amount as the proposal they had earlier.
I get a roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I would like to request a change order. I have a purchase order request for 3/17/22 for the admin department. It's a blanket certificate. 2022 toss your trash day expenses for the amount of $7,000.
I'll second that.
Can you add on to that, Doug, May 21st? I should have got the date on that.
Any other discussion on this?
This is just, we take this out of community events.
Yep.
And there's, as far as discussion, there's a good chance there will be, this probably will be in excess of what we need and it can roll back.
Okay. But we're covered. Just if, I don't know if you remember this from last year, we usually get a couple thousand at least.
Yeah, we sort all the metal out, we actually take it to a scrapyard.
This year will be a better contribution for that.
Money back, yeah.
We all good?
Yes. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Save the best for last. Like a purchase order request, dated 3/17/22. Department is service. The vendor is Chagrin Valley Paving. It's for the 2022 asphalt road paving project. The dollar amount is $400,000.
Second that.
So, hold up. When is this starting?
We never know.
It's not going to be for a little while.
No, it'll be a little bit. But
yeah, I mean, it's not going to likely start for, what, 6 or 8 weeks anyway?
Yeah, if you want to wait to do the purchase order after you get back, that's fine.
Well, the part of the issue is I don't think we have the fund. I'm going to have to look. I don't have it. I don't have a fund balance sheet with me, but I don't know that we even have the funds to encumber right now.
Well, it'll be later than that.
Because I know when we talked, when we did the budget, we were planning on using the, you know, the those accounts like the 2231, 2011, 2021 to do a lot of the paving out of. But again, I'll have to check those fund balances, but I don't think we have enough to do the work for it.
So we'd remove that? Do you want me to remove that? Or do you want to? I mean, it's not going to go out until those come in, but I don't want to put her.
Right, we just, I mean, I can't open a purchase order without the fund balances there. So I'll check, I mean, I can check what's there, but if it's not there, we're going to have to just hold off on it.
Okay.
I mean, I can look right now, if you guys want to hand me that appropriation status report, I can look at the fund balances right now, but.
That's usually why they usually transfer money. You know, from general fund usually to cover the paving.
Yeah. I mean, you guys had a pretty large carryover in the, you know, the 2031, but I'd hate to not use. Like, that's why I'm asking when this will start, because I'd rather not.
No, it's, when paving season starts, that could be their first job or that could be their last job.
Okay.
You don't know. I just want to make sure I have a purchase order before we start.
Right, and they needed to schedule it.
Right. The bid actually came in at $384,285.40 for the record. And that'll be Hamlin repairs, Hamlin road paved from Foskett to Hamilton, Franklin Drive and Pine Lake Drive.
So I mean, this really depends how you want to do this, Denny, because how far in advance do you need the purchase order open before the paving jobs start?
He has to have the purchase order for them to put him on the schedule, right?
Yeah, it depends. I've never worked with his company, so I don't know. You know, I'm just trying to get all my ducks in a row before.
Angela, are you saying that we have to wait until the second property taxes bills?
No, this has nothing to do with that. This is actually, because these are the accounts, like the motor vehicle tax and the gasoline tax, and the permissive tax. So we use a good portion of that and then take the balance from the 2031, which is, that is what a property tax, that's the only account that property tax is going to matter from. I'm just looking for that last.
I know there was some discussion last week about $300,000 plus or minus was going to come from those funds you just mentioned in the balance.
Because we're already, the fund balance in the right now in those funds, you're already at 300, you're just slightly over 307,000. So I would say, and I haven't gotten February's bank rec posted yet because I'm waiting. There's two EFTs that came in that I'm trying to track down. So you may have, you know, you're probably gonna have slightly more than that. If we can hold off a little bit, you might have enough to do that, or at least to take out as little as possible in 2031. I'm trying to save as much in that in your 2031 as possible, you know, because you're going
to
need,
you have more,
you can use 2031 for more things than you can those other accounts. So.
So just rescind that one?
Should we vote no on this for now, or?
You could rescind it, or you can call for a vote and vote no.
I just assume rescind it, if I may. Can I rescind my motion?
Thank you. Are we done with, did you assign this already?
No. Do you have any purchase orders or training requests?
Yeah. Chief, these are all training, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. these are all training purchase orders. So I move to approve, and this is dated 3/17/22 in the amount of $1,200. And this is for investigator certification / SWAT for Officer Cliff Nicholson, sorry.
Second. A second.
Any discussion?
For the police department.
For the police department.
For the police department. Sorry.
Any discussion? Anything? Okay, we're good. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Another purchase order for the police department for training. This is in the amount, it is for 3/17, for $500. This is for field training, officer certification, and this is for Officer Birdsworth.
Second.
Any discussion?
We usually have dates on these when they're going. Are the dates on?
Yes, they're on there.
The dates, I thought I said that, the three.
Oh, 317, that's the date of today's date.
Oh, you want this date?
Yeah, usually I put those in the system. So can we just, can we say that what her date is?
Want me to go back over that one?
I mean, yeah, just give me Cliff's if you don't mind. What is Cliff's?
That's 6/5.
6/5.
The 6/6. The 10.
6/6/10, okay. And then what is Hallie's?
The other one is for April 26th.
Just one day?
One day.
Okay, awesome, thank you. Did you guys vote on that one yet?
Was that Hallie's?
Hallie, we're in the discussion. We're in the discussion phase right now.
Oh, it's for 5 days?
4/26 through 7/8/9 through the 20th. Okay, great, thank you. Okay.
All right, can I get a roll call now?
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Okay, next one is I move to approve, and this is for advanced emergency vehicle driver training in the amount of $50. This is for Officer Birdsall. And that's for April 19th, '22.
Second. Any discussion further? Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Okay, I move to approve, this is advanced emergency vehicle training. And this is dated April 20th. And this is for Officer Miltner. In the amount of 50.
$50, yep.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion?
Just make note that these are all for police.
These are all for police.
Yeah, so we just want to.
Yeah, all these training requests are for police. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Okay, the next one is for $50. And I move to approve, this is for $50, advanced emergency vehicle training. And this is for Officer O'Donnell. And that is for April 21st of '22.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
The next and last is I move to approve, it's in the amount of $100. It's for 9/11 homicide calls. This is for 3/21/22. 3/21 and '22 of '22, and this is for Officers Euler and Miltner.
Second.
Any discussion?
Bruce, I think the first one on the advanced driving is going to be for Morley and not Hallie.
You said the first advanced driving?
The first advanced driving is Nick Miltner, yeah?
Miltner's right, it should be Miltner, O'Donnell, and Morley.
The advanced driving, the first one, let's see. First one was advanced emergency vehicle driving training, and that was for Morley.
Yeah, so why don't you guys vote on this one, and then you can go back and amend that. Yeah, you gotta, let's vote on the one you have on the table right now. So for Euler and Miltner for homicide.
For Morley.
No, first vote on what you have, you have to vote on what you have on the table right now, and then we'll amend that, so.
All right, so where are we at now? That was discussion.
Right now, you have $100  911 homicide calls.
For Officers Morley and Miltner.
All right, roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Who seconded?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Okay, now where are we at?
So now you want to go back, Bruce, you want to amend your motion for the advanced emergency training for April 19th for Officer Beardsworth, and it's actually Officer Brennenstall.
Okay. So it's Beardsworth and?
No, it's not just.
No, it's just, it's Brennenstall. Okay, Morley.
You said yours were, so you're just...
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you'd like to make a motion to amend your previous motion?
I'd like to make a motion to amend the April 19th training for advanced vehicle drivers training in the amount of $50, and it is for Officer Morley Burdenstall.
Second that. Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. Please get passed over to her. I do have a couple purchase orders. I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order requisition. The department's going to be fire. The vendor is going to be Medina County All Hazards Team. This is going to be for the 2022 All Hazard Team cost allocations in the amount of $4,132.35.
I'll second.
Any discussion on this? Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Okay, I have one more. I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. The department's going to be fire. The vendor is going to be the Medina County EMA. This is going to be for the 2022 countywide emergency management cost allocations in the amount of $2,451.14.
Second.
Any discussion on this one? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
So there's no more purchase orders or training requests, right?
No.
All right. I would like to make a motion to approve our accounts payable for, I got a paperclip on mine, for 2/22 of 2022 to 3/18 of 2022, starting with electronic check payment 19-2022 and going to check 24-2022 with physical check 32026 down to 32058 for a total amount of $446,900.33, and I'd like to add these two pages as reference.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on this? Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right, at this time, we're going to go into our department head comments. Elaine, would you like to start?
Sure. What did we ever decide on the Ohio deferred comp? Are we going to go ahead with it? We're allowed to?
I thought we approved.
Yes.
At our last regular meeting, we approved the opportunity. It's an acceptable tool to use, and the employees can contact them and set it up.
The Roth. Okay.
They needed a resolution passed or a motion passed. I forget which route they went, but the trustees did do that. I have paychecks setting up because it is a taxable contribution versus the 457 plan, which is non-taxable. So we'll get those set up, and then each employee just has to try. I don't know if you guys have to do anything through deferred comp itself. I'm assuming that's how deferred comp now works. It's like it has nothing to do really with the township. You, like the employee, themselves have to contact deferred comp, and then I get the billing. So I can't start withholding anything. Did he go over that with you when he was here? Because I haven't talked to him. Did he say how you started?
Yeah, he said basically the employees would contact him directly, and they would talk to their people to get an amount and whatnot. Once that was done, it sounded like deferred comp was going to contact the fiscal officer, and then it would be, you know, they understood it was going to take some time, because we said you were going to be out of town.
Yeah.
So nobody was expecting it to happen like overnight.
Yeah.
But that they would contact you, deferred comp would contact you, and then you would help coordinate. Facilitate that.
I would say I wouldn't shoot for the next payroll go around just because that is going to be a crazy week. But anytime after that, I'd be fine with it. I guess, because it will get, it seems like a very easy setup within Paycheck, so, and then I'll just need emails. You guys could probably start contacting them now, and then just, you know, if anyone talks to them, just if you could ask, like, so not for the March 31st payroll, but the April, if we can shoot for that April 14th payroll, it'd be fine.
All right. Real quick, too, Elaine, I was just kind of reviewing the papers that you gave me while I was up here during training requests and POs.
It's okay.
This kind of looks like a training request.
Yeah. It's a webinar that I wanted to join in on. It's $30.
All right. Do you guys mind if I make a motion?
I don't mind.
All right. So since I have this, I'm just going to get this out of the way, right?
Sure.
So I would like to make a motion to approve a training request. Going to be for the date of March 23rd of 2022 for Elaine Ridgely, and this is going to be an online webinar on how to be productive with township businesses.
Second.
Any other discussion? No.
That the date.
Yeah, I did say the date. The date was March 23rd of 2022. All right. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
You want me to keep this together with the...
Sure.
All right. All right. So that was one department. Anything
okay.
else?
Yeah, I do. I just wanted to let everybody know that finally I got a call from CarMax on Medina Road. And they're going to finally start building with construction. So that's a plus. And finally get that... I think COVID and all that kind of stopped things. They were not knowing what they wanted to do with it, but they're back on track again. So.
And which parcel or which property is that?
Between Shoes and Dairy Queen.
Hotel.
So anyhow, that's just if anybody asks. Yes, they're back on track since 2019. They came in for approval, so.
Yeah, as I say, that was quite
long awaited.
Quite some time.
Then I cleaned out the closet. If anybody wants to take a look, because there was so much.
Which closet?
That one. Right. That one. it was, oh my gosh. Stuff that was in there.
I can testify.
It was ridiculous. But so what I did was I actually got all my zoning stuff out of their closets back in the meeting room. So now that's all zoning in there and they've got extra room to do what they need to do and those back closets in the back. So it was a good thing.
What's the next step?
Well, there's on the kitchen counter. There's some historical, just a couple items.
There's some artifacts.
And I don't know if you guys want to do something with Susan McKiernan. I mean, they do nothing in the closet.
Right.
No.
Does she want to display them, or I don't know.
Well, I can talk to them. I actually have an email out to them, so I can bring that up.
Okay.
All right.
In the past, we've given them stuff, and they've sent a letter with it that they've signed. It's still property of the township, but they can display it.
Yeah, I think give them something to mix it up over there a little bit too, you know.
Right.
It's not like we're not making any new history instantly, so it's good to find some new things.
Thank you for doing that too. That was kind of almost scary.
Spring fever, huh?
Yeah.
All right, anything else?
Okay, one last quick thing. Jim Apiana is on the Zoning Commission.
Yes, I noticed that he wasn't at the meeting.
And he hasn't been doing well, not feeling well. I bought a card, and I'm trying to pass it around all of us. Just give him just a smile one day that we're all thinking about him because he has not been with us for months.
I'm not sure if it's a blood disease or whatever, but
they have to give him special treatments, where they have to give him special infusions of stuff to try to fight this, and when that happens, he just goes, it just knocks him out, and he has to do that every week for, I'm not quite sure how long, and then every other week, so.
He'd just love to be back, but.
Yeah.
And I just thought it would be, just for let him know we're thinking about it.
Oh, no, not a problem. I appreciate you doing that. I knew he wasn't there, but I didn't know that he wasn't doing well, so.
So that's it.
All right, thank you. Denny?
At the last meeting, you guys approved me to look for some summer help. I haven't had no luck yet, so I'm going to talk to Chuck about having taken a sign, like a yard sign, maybe a couple of them we can put around. So got that going. We've been working on the recycle center down there. We got to where the dumpsters are. We got the metal put up today, hopefully stop all the stuff from blowing across Route 3. That was part of the grant, trying to get that all finished up so I can get the rest of the grant money in. And then what do you guys think about these islands out here? Should we start taking those islands out here in the parking lot?
I think we need to have that discussion, but I do believe we've started that conversation. We would like to
do something.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen.
I'd like to do it before the bees start getting in those.
Well, are we looking to like remove the lights and everything, or are we just going to redo the edging around it?
I would say those floor lights up to the middle. I don't know what good they do anymore. Well, they work, but you got the big ones on the building now without the trees. There used to be big pine trees blocking this one on the building. So,
I know that we talked about taking all the railroad tie berms out, getting rid of all the outdated, overgrown greenery and trees, just making it a green space for now, until further development might take place. But I don't know if I'd have to take the lights out quite yet. We're talking about redoing the lights anyway around here.
Yeah,
so
what it would be like four pole lights, I think, is what. Something to think about, something.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it when there's no cars out there and stuff. Because I definitely agree getting rid of the railroad ties. I was just more thinking like putting stone around it or something like that, just something simple and cheap and, you know, and but pretty it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
All
right. What around it, Chuck?
What's that? Some type of like slag stone or something like that, just something low that people don't hit them with their bumpers and just kind of frame it out or something. Earthy, organic. I like the stones around the front or the back over here, you know, but not that big.
We'll get rid of the big hump altogether, so it'll just be a transition. There won't be any wall that I'm thinking.
No, just a little transition.
So you're going to have to move some dirt, though.
Yeah.
The issue is with plowing and, you know, the salt runoff and everything else. You know, once you, them trees are all garbage through there. I mean, they're all, you know, splitting them. So something for you guys to look at.
All right.
Thank you.
I had a note in my phone just that you're talking about the grant. It does have to be closed out by June 30th.
Yeah.
So
all I got left is the signage. I got to do some signage down there, some educational signage. And then I'll be working on that paperwork to get it submitted.
And then lastly, I know you and I talked about this, and I didn't follow up. So we have the one employee right now, and I don't know if he's done for the winter or if you're you're part-time, one of your part-timers. You were going to get back to me. I don't know if we should keep, are we keeping them on payroll or no?
Yeah, he'll still be starting to mow here pretty soon.
Oh, he is? Okay, yeah. Okay. Just wanted to.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Chief Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just want to point out that you guys haven't already seen it, you probably have, but at the beginning of the year, we started providing a different type of monthly report for you guys for the township. It used to just be the number of calls that we went to and a little bit of information about those. That information is still there. It's a little more detailed now. But the report includes things about your buildings and the apparatus, your assets that we're managing for you. So, for example, in February, the newest fire truck that you guys own and the brush truck, so engine 6 and brush 6. Those both went in for their annual inspection and maintenance, so they get their oil change, brakes, tires, anything they need. It's a several point inspection that they have to go through every year. And then it outlines any highlights with community outreach, that sort of thing that we're doing, that it may be something that we did in the city, but it certainly affects everyone in our community. So we're adding things like that in there. And right now we've had a very successful, well, we've had a lot of really good feedback about something our media guy is doing on our Facebook page called Fire Safety Fridays. So every Friday he puts a new, generally it's a seasonal safety message in there, and we're getting a lot of really good feedback about that. So I just want to share with the residents, if you're not already checking our Facebook page, there's a lot of good information in there about that sort of thing. There's some training stuff in there, and then if there is a special event or a call that we went to, I put a picture in there of the, we had a dog on, can't remember, right behind Station 1. I don't remember which street it was, but the lady was giving the little dog a bath and it got its paw stuck in the drain. We had to disassemble the drain to get its foot out, and we just decided to take the dog and the drain to the vet and let the vet take the dog and pull the foot out. So we'll just put that kind of stuff in there for you guys. I feel like it's a little more comprehensive report.
Was that our technical extraction that we were talking about?
No. Yes. Yeah, that it does count. It's an animal rescue. That would kill them.
Thank you.
And then lastly, the inventory, the fire inventory, it's on the agenda tonight. I don't know what you guys plan to do with it. I'm okay either way. I just want to mention that I made two changes. One, I added a couple of things that were pointed out that may have been missing 2 weeks ago at the last trustees meeting. So we were able to locate those, and they've been added. And then what had happened with the inventory that I created with help, but it separated all the township's exercise equipment, because we had already captured that on a separate inventory list. And the more I thought about it, the less sense that made. So I incorporated all the same inventory for that exercise equipment. So it's all in one place. It's all in one list now. And then lastly, all the furniture and things that we've all talked about a little bit over the last few months, stuff that the fire department is not using but historically had been inventorying, that's township property. I've separated that so that you guys have a very clear, you know, path to go, okay, we can look at auctioning this or selling that or throwing this thing away. And all of the items on that document are in this building behind us. So, and I suspect that as we continue to work through it, we'll probably find some other things that we can put on there.
I did see that. I think I emailed you back, but it was later this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
And it was that. I liked the format. That was helpful.
Yeah.
I saw the one highlight where you, I believe it was helping the community, especially, you know, new parents with helping train how to use child seats, infant seats. And I didn't know if there was a benefit in trying to communicate that, make that part of something out in a township as well. I don't know if the communication is good enough that the township people can go there. You know, it's a good thing to do. And I remember when, it was a while ago now, did that.
We can do our best to share it with your residents right now. It's mm-hmm. It's really a countywide program.
Okay.
We work very closely with the Medina County Health Department on a number of different things, but car seat installations are one of those. And that is a monthly thing, as are generally the Red Cross blood drives. So we just use Station 1 as a central location for that. So, and it's free, there's no cost for it.
Thank you.
Thank you for all that work. Chief Minnick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We worked with a high visibility traffic initiative with the Ohio State Highway Patrol and Medina County Sheriff's Department, concentrating on three major intersections in Medina Township: Fennett Pearl, Weymouth and Remsen, and Medina Road and Windfall. We initiated 7 traffic stops and issued 7 warning citations to the drivers. February, we responded to 1,171 calls for service. This resulted in 54% increase in calls for service compared to 2021, which we had 758. Officer Harvey and Officer Miltner graduated from the Medina County Crisis Intervention Team training. They are now certified as crisis intervention officers by the state. I was invited to speak at the Western Reserve Retirement Community last week, and after I gave my little speech, they actually invited, I spoke to them about initiating the Clock with the Chief program, and they actually volunteered their community room and opened it up to the entire community. So I'm going to be meeting with them, and when they open up the community room, we're going to be able to have the coffee with the chief there. So, and that's all I have. Thank you.
If I can say something here, I've got a presentation that I'm not going to talk about, you know, show tonight, but the police department put it together. And this is before, what do you say, 1,150 or something incident. The Medina Township Police Department is by far and away, they handle more incidents per officer than anybody around. We handle three times as many as Hinckley, about one and a half times as many as Montville. But nobody is even close to us. So I want to, you know, I want the community to know that, but I also want to thank, you know, we agreed that we were going to put out a new officer this year, which is great, because that one officer starts to actually build our force. But when you look at the amount of vacation that's due, that one officer just barely offsets the amount of vacation. So this is a really good first step. But the officer that we'll put on next year, because we said we'd put another one on next year based on the safety service levy, that will actually start building our force. So it's really important. And I sat at Montville last night for the citizens group, and they had a speaker come in, and the woman's husband, police officer, was killed in 2008. Didn't really have proper backup. And it hit. So I'm just saying, we want to make sure that our community is protected, but we want to make sure that our officers are protected. I can't stress it enough. I mean, I knew that before this, but sitting in that presentation last night, it hit. So, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you to our department heads for that.
Can I say something about this?
Are you a department head?
Well, I don't know. I don't know where I fit exactly. So, just a couple things to mention. As I said before, I'll be out of town the week that you are as well with the meeting. So, and I know Chief Minnick is also going to be out of town. So he's let his officers know, but super important with payroll that week, the 8 a.m. deadline for that Monday, because I will have very limited time to get that done. And I'm just asking everybody to please check the documents that go along with payroll and be very conscientious about making sure that those match anything in the system. We have had a little bit of problems with that lately, so just if anyone could just, everyone can just be a little more diligent on that. And then we've also had just a few issues with invoices and bills that have been turned in. So I'm also going to ask for a little more diligence on that. I know we talked about the expense reports before, but there's a problem with an expense report, and I'll go over with the individual, but in private. But I do have to say, because this really can cause a problem with audit. We talked about, you know, when people put each other's meals on a credit card, and then this individual, I don't know if they didn't realize or whatever, but they also asked for a reimbursement that was already paid on the township credit card. And had I not, you know, it's just like, I do have a good memory, but had I not remembered that, because that had already been paid like a month ago, that could create a problem for us. So, you know, I really
need to... Is this still back from the OTA?
Mm-hmm. So I do need people to be more diligent on filling those out correctly. You know, it can't just all fall on one person's shoulders, nor should it. So I'm just asking everyone to be more aware of what they're doing and just following the rules on those, you know, on how they're filling those out. So, and I'll thank everyone in advance for doing so.
All right.
That's what I got. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So at this time, we'd like to go into, I'd like to make a motion to go into our first public comment over the first part of our meeting.
Second.
Your roll call.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
So the floor is now open for public comment.
Sandra Billick, 3414 Hamlin Road. I just wanted to ask a question since I did attend the budget meeting.
Yes, you did, didn't you?
I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing, because now I'm interested in what's going on here. And before I ask this question, I just want to make it clear that I am all for training, absolutely 100% for our fire and our police, absolutely. But since the fire training ones were a little bit, you know, higher, I just wanted to ask, since we do have a shared thing with Montville and Medina, you know, in city and Medina Township, I just wanted to know if, you know, because these aren't like Medina Township officer, I mean, fire personnel per se. So I just wanted to know if that amount is our shared portion.
You're talking about the all hazards team and all that kind
mm-hmm.
of stuff? Yeah, that's
yeah.
split up between all the townships
okay,
and stuff like that. That's a county.
Good. I just wanted to
yeah.
make sure. And then I just wanted to bring up the light on 3 by Foscott. It's not turned on yet. But I did notice, I mean, Jim and I made the mistake of going on 18 a couple days ago, and I had no idea. I was like, oh my God, what a mess, you know. But it seems like more people are using 3 now because to avoid that, and so it's really imperative, I think, to get that light turned on. I don't know what the delay is.
I'm one of the biggest proponents for that. I've been pushing for it.
I can address that. I've been talking to Beth with ODOT, and aside from her throwing her hands up figuratively on the emails, the last comment from her field director was they needed to get the permanent stop lines on the pavement. They hadn't been able to do that yet because of the weather. And then that's the next best step. I think all the electronics are in and maybe functioning.
That makes sense.
So that's they're hoping the middle of the March, but I wasn't going to say middle of March.
Okay. Thanks. That makes perfect sense. Thank you.
All right. I saw another hand somewhere. Anybody going once? Twice? All right. I would like to make a motion to close our first public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
All right, so we're going to go into new business. Our first item is trustee discussion.
Well, I'll be brief with a number of items. One was going to be the traffic light. The other was a comment about the diverted traffic. You know, she mentioned how Route 18 is sending traffic different ways. And it was kind of a shout out to the PD and to the roads. We got numerous kind of calls from people on Nettleton. And for just the additional traffic and maybe the speed of the traffic, because people are late now because they're going further out and they're not planning ahead, or at least they weren't. And so we made contacts with Chief and with Denny, and in very short order, Denny managed to get one of those speed signs up so that it could help two things. It made people cognizant, aware that how fast they were going, and we had a record of if they were even going faster than they should. You know, we'll have that data. But something up is better than nothing, and that gives everyone, makes everyone feel better. Meantime, Chief Minnick put patrols over there so that people would see, you know, that there's a reason not to go too fast in that area. So and that gal has contacted me and very, very appreciative. And so I want to say thank you to you guys for
With that being said, Doug, I'll gather that information off of that, and I'll email it to all you guys. So
thank you.
When I get it. Be next week.
And I saw there were no cameras on that sign. Just the dish. Okay. So that kind of goes along with the continued appreciation for
actually the PD, the roads, and the zoning, we're all getting letters from the community for the work that Elaine and Chief and Denny and their teams are doing. Honestly, from a year ago, it's just, there's something good going on. So I say thank you. And then I was going to say the netting at Fenn Road around the dumpsters, that's a classy looking setup.
It
so
it looks good.
It looks good. Thank you and the crew for doing that. That's me for now.
All right, Bruce? Just the police department, because of what the township is willing to do for the police department as far as training, we gave them $5,000 of training last year, and we budgeted for $10,000 this year. And this has boosted morale so much. It's just unbelievable. They're so appreciative. Officers have thanked me, thanked the township for the police department in giving the access to this training. So I'm just thanking the township for allowing us to do that.
I got a couple things. So we had our BZA meeting this week, and we also had our zoning meeting this week. Real quick, Kim dropped off her pay sheet for me in my mailbox. I checked everything. I signed off on it. I'm not going to be here next week to do a reminder for this. So I'm going to pass this over to Doug, who will make sure that gets done. But just for the note that that's been reviewed by me, I did the math. Everything looked correct to me on that. So we're going to keep that for payroll just so it doesn't get lost in the mix. Real quick, it's kind of interesting. On our zoning meeting on Tuesday, Romeo's Pizza is headquartered now here in the township, so that was kind of cool. It's a lot bigger than we thought. They're not just around here in the state. They were all the way down, like, what was that, South Carolina, North Carolina?
They said they had about 55 or 56 locations. I just thought they had a small handful.
Yeah.
And when I asked him how many, I think it was like 55 stores all over the place, which kind of surprised.
I knew they were pretty good here in Cleveland. I was just actually surprised, you know, how big they were. So that's kind of just a neat thing to know, you know, in the township that we do have some things like that.
Yeah, they moved their corporate headquarters into the old Ken Cleveland building. They bought the whole building, and that's where they're setting up their corporate offices.
Nice.
So, and then the other thing, too, real quick, is I did send out some emails just looking for some help on the Medina Township Day. I did have a couple people respond back that wanted to be on the board. So that's good, but I'm still open to anybody else who wants to help. I did talk with Heartland Community Church, they're going to get back to me, but I did talk with the person who's in charge of their community outreach and stuff like that. So I want to kind of get them in the fold, because one of the things that we did bring up just at our little discussion at zoning was a parking issue over at the park. So I know the head of the Medina Township, or not Medina, Medina County Transportation, knowing people at Heartland, I think that we might be able to do some type of shuttling if we have to. So it was a good conversation for that. So just want to kind of keep you guys in the mix on that. Did you have any updates on the pick it up?
I don't. The update I have is that I haven't made much progress there.
And you still want me to tell all these Boy Scout troops? And
you churches? And I'll have, I'll have to give you the forwarding information. I don't have anything to pass
just because
on today.
Just a word is Boy Scouts, graduate up to the next level by doing community service, and the neat thing about what they'd be doing with this is also to be considered conservation for them. So community service could be like helping something or doing that, but when you get into doing river cleanups or road cleanups or planting trees or anything, that goes on to their conservation side. So they need a certain amount of hours for the regular community service and then a certain amount for the conservation. So if it is something that we are going to move forward, hitting up organizations like that will give us some numbers too. Anything else?
I also, Doug, I found the binder for Pick It Up, and it goes back, starts 2007 for 6 years. So there's a lot of things that you might get some
thank you
thoughts on that. But they did be in previous years.
She's been giving me good information.
I think there's a gold star in there somewhere, right?
Pick It Up is in April, right?
It was April 23rd.
Allegedly, yes.
So that's what we're aiming for right now. All right, so there's no other trustee discussion. I see.
Is there an age restriction on that Pick It Up trash?
There is not that I'm aware of, but I haven't got that far. I think
It might be smart to not have.
I think they've always just went with an adult.
Yeah, I mean, I went and did, when I did pick it up, I had my kids with me, but it was my wife, myself, and my three boys, and we did all of Remsen all the way to Boskett, so.
Yeah, my three granddaughters, they want help because I brought it all together.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't think three-year-olds or four-year-olds or anything like that, but, you know.
They've had Girl Scout troops.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
if there's adult supervision,
yeah, they just put
that'll cover it.
In the center of somewhere.
They don't put them on the major roads. They put them on the side streets that aren't too bad.
Yeah, the center of somewhere.
Like the one there off of Franklin, is it? Off of Boston.
Good thing our side streets are all 45 miles an hour, huh? Maybe one day we'll get that changed. Okay. Nick?
Back in January, there was a motion made to advertise for Medina.
Pick-it-up days?
And pick-it-up days and stuff. And if you could give me some content to put in there, I mean, what you're looking for, committees, anything like that, because these dates are moving up pretty quick.
Yeah, this is on me as far as where we falling back. It's my problem, but you'll be the first to know. I understand.
You don't want it to
be
too late.
I understand. All right.
And I'm supposed to be trying to have a meeting with my people, like at least the ones that were expressing interest, hopefully either this Sunday or Monday. So just kind of, like I said, we're already starting to have some good conversation. I actually sat with the zoning board just to throw some things at them. So I'll have something typed up hopefully before, you know, too long. But I have a little bit more time than him. All right. I'm going to move on, and we're going to go over to approval of previous minutes. So the following minutes are ready for trustee approval. So, all right. I'd like to make a motion to approve our December 23rd of 2021 regular trustee meeting minutes. In attendance were Mr. Stopa, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Eastwood.
Second.
Any discussion?
Okay.
This is December 23rd of 2021.
Thank you.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Abstain.
All right.
I just want to point out that Chrissy has been working on the minutes as well, and she has done a very fantastic job. For somebody being new to minutes,
I know every time I talk to her, she's like, I'm doing minutes.
But we had a lot of people do minutes since I've been here, and Nick and Chrissy, that is very, very good.
Wait, you know what? I'll put it back in here and give you the whole thing. Oh, wait, you got to sign it. Sorry. Mm-hmm. All right. I'd like to make a motion to approve the December 30th of the 2021 special trustees meeting. In attendance were Mr. Stopa, Mr. Eastwood. I did listen to the minutes, and I do know that Mr. Christopher was also in attendance for that. So,
right. I listened to it.
Yep. So can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
So this is what a 15-minute meeting feels like, and I don't even know how many minutes that was.
7 minutes of audio and a whole pile in the back.
All right, there you go.
Is
Chrissy
going?
No, I
didn't. Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. Oh, wait. That goes
back.
I'll trade you.
There you go. The other one.
All right. I'd like to make a motion to approve our January 3rd of 2022 organizational meeting. In attendance were all the trustees.
Second.
Just the one you just did.
Can I get a roll call?
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Where'd that last one go? Oh, she's
giving it back to you.
All right.
That goes back to
All right, approval of dispatch and communication service agreement. So I move to adopt resolution number 03172022-023 to approve Medina Township entering into a 2022-2024 emergency dispatch and communications services agreement with the City of Medina and incorporate this three-page document by reference.
Second.
Any discussion? Anything extra? All right, can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
I'd like to move to adopt resolution 03172022-024 and authorize Medina Township to participate in the ODOT road salt contract awarded in 2022 for 1,000 tons of salt and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Any discussion on this? Get a roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
How many pages was that, Chuck? It says it's one page document as presented. Two spots again.
We can get you a copy, but we need this for the minutes. Do you need this tonight?
Yeah, because I gotta take it to Medina tomorrow.
Oh, you need a copy of this before. So I'll just set that aside.
So this time I'd like to make a motion to approve our department reports for February. Departments reporting are the police department. There are single-sided report with three pages. Zoning is double-sided with six pages. Service department is single-sided with one page. And the fire department is single-sided with one page. And I will, there's 11 total pages.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
So this time we have the approval of the 2022 fire inventory.
Would it be okay if, I don't have a problem with what's going to be in there, but I'd like to take a look at it this week. I just got it.
Yeah, I think it just came in, so that's what I was going to actually
say. Oh, yes, so we'll
table that. Table
it.
Thank
you.
Right.
Thank you.
Next is our Otama update coverage discussion.
It's a lot of reading.
Yeah. So I got it. I reviewed it. I mean, it's a lot of reading. Added some things in there with the electronic vandalism, the personal injuries, the cyber breach stuff. I don't know much more. Did Nick, is there anything you saw in there?
Recommending we adjust it and go. So
yep.
Is it going to change our payments. Are we going to owe anything?
No, I don't think so.
So in accordance to how we read this document here, so we would discuss it today, and then we would let it be open for no less than 7 days. So in 2 weeks, we'll be plenty fine to review it again and approve it if that's where we're going to go.
That's right.
All right. Is there anything else we need to do with this? All right. Sounds good.
Talking about insurance.
Insurance.
Got a new netting system we just put up down there. Should we put that on the insurance as far as coverage?
Yeah. What was the value on that again?
$7,000-$10,000.
See, that's got some value to it. So,
yeah.
Whose inventory would that go on? I mean, would that be an inventory?
Not really inventory. I don't know actually.
Yeah, it won't. It won't cost much. Like, I mean, when we started getting, I think, like when we were looking at doing a playground, the entire, like, even at a ridiculously high cost of playground equipment, I think it was going to cost the township $400 a year. So, I mean, it won't, I don't foresee it changing.
I mean, if someone likes to make cuts or, you know,
right,
a year
right.
runs through it or whatever, it's going to get destroyed.
Yeah, so maybe if Chrissy or Nick, if you guys could make a call to Rita
yeah.
and see what all they need to get, you know, to get that added.
Thanks.
All right. So that's that. 2022 LGS online attendance discussion.
Okay, so this is, and I don't know, Chuck, you probably are the only one who remembers this, the conference that generally is held in Columbus. Now, since COVID, they've gone to
a virtual.
It is a really good conference, though. I would say the workshops are probably... They're better than the ones offered at.
Is it for both trustees, fiscal officers?
It is, correct. Usually Nick attends as well. And actually this year they broke it down. I'm looking for the email on it real quick here. I snagged it so I'd be able to get to it real quick here. So they're actually doing one day that is actually for new elected officials. And then a second day that's more directed towards anyone. So when they ask you to register, they'll ask you which one you want to do. So so they have different
right.
webinars for
you. You're going to be down there, it makes sense though to attend both, no?
Well, no, you're not going.
Yeah, it's virtual.
It's virtual.
Virtual. Oh,
and so
virtual,
being
yeah.
that
you
it's
go
virtual,
to Columbus and then attend it virtually if you want.
So being that it's virtual, it's also they're not, it's at no cost.
Now, is this something too that, I mean, if it's virtual, is it something that can be like where you can watch it later on instead of being like during a normal work day?
They are going to make it. It did say they're going to make it available later, though. It's not going to be immediately available. So you either do it live or you wait until it comes out, and they're not giving, like,
right.
they're not saying when that will be. So the dates on it are April 13th and 14th. I plan on doing it live, but I would say, I don't know how you know the board feels about letting other people attend, or if you guys want to, but I would just
absolutely no problem. People learn.
Ask that. I would just ask for a training blanket. Again, it's not going to cost anything, but it would be anyone who's working, if you don't mind them doing it as well on their work day. So just giving a blanket approval for training. You know.
Yeah, I don't even know what all the bases are that are getting covered on this. As far as you say, for people who are working.
Yeah, like I said, it's usually Nick who does it. I don't know if you'd want Chrissy to as well. I don't, like, so I'm not sure who you would want to have attend it. I know Nick's found it to be very informing in the past.
It's like the OTA training, but more detailed.
Yeah.
This is something you're just going to sit at home.
No,
it
would be here at the office.
No, he would do it here
during the work day.
Right, you did it here last year, right? And then probably had to go home halfway through because you're...
Yeah, I did
part of it. Yeah, so because it goes later than his normal work hours. I think I believe they start it at 8 in the morning, and it usually goes to, I think, the first day till 4, and then the second day till 3 or something like that. I haven't looked at the agenda yet for this year, but that's
let's look at the agenda, and then we can make our decision from there.
Well, you do need to register soon, so
it's
because it's coming up to April 13th and 14th, and there's only, I think, what. Yeah, to me. So I would just say that you probably would want to give the approval for to let people go ahead and register. Again, it's not, it's free, so I don't know what you're doing.
No, the only part would be, you know, we're just trying to figure out how to run the departments and stuff like that, if, you know, so I don't have a problem with it myself.
I don't have a problem with it.
All right, so what we do, just make a motion to, so I'd like to make a motion to approve the, what is it, the LGS online attend, LGS online meetings for the 13th and the 14th.
Second.
Of April. All right. Can I get a roll call?
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. So we've approved that, so we can start registering for people who are interested in that. What else is next here?
Believe it or not.
Public comment. All right, so at this time, I'd like to make a motion to open up into our second and final public comment.
Second.
I get a roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right, I'll let this is our, she's first.
Okay, thanks. Bonnie Finley, 3414 Huffman Road. And if you guys have read your emails from the past week and a half, you've seen that Mr. Christopher identified a protocol from the prosecutor's office regarding public records requests. I don't, have you seen that?
Yes.
Okay. I want to know what that protocol is.
Well, the protocol is that when I first came on as a trustee, the prosecutor's office said, if you ever have any questions, whatever, send it to us. So I call it a protocol.
What was the question with respect to my public records request? Because you just told Nick to forward it right on to them. What
right.
was your question?
There, the reason it was forwarded on is the case with Officer Ventura is ongoing.
Well, he was found guilty.
It is ongoing as a legal matter.
In what way?
Until sentencing takes place. That's the law. That's why I said, just send it on. I don't want any one of us, myself, any of the trustees, the township, to in any way be accused of prejudicing the sentencing in any way. I don't want anybody to be able to come back and say, you did this and that affected the sentencing.
So we're gonna wait till April 12th? Or later to fill my public records request?
I don't know. I sent it to the prosecutor. I had Nick send it to the prosecutor's office.
And have you heard back from them?
Not just that they've got it. And so I don't know anything else beyond that. But that was the reason.
Was this protocol communicated to you?
This was just that when I first got sworn in, people talking to me. And
the prosecutor's office talking to you?
The people sitting up here, prosecutor's office, other people, a number of people said, hey, if you really have a question, send it to the prosecutor's office, because you don't want to do something and be, you know, wrong. So it's just easier, particularly for a new trustee, and for this, since it's a case, a legal case, I didn't want to take any chances, so it was just forwarded to the prosecutor's office.
And while some of the, I had two requests, and they had, one of them had a little bit to do with the trial, certainly, but one of them did not have anything to do with the trial, the first one.
The one was for
regarding leave of
would be the trial itself, right?
I'm sorry?
The one request had to do with items that could affect, I'll just say, and the other one had to do...
I'm not sure. Do you remember what I asked for?
Well, you asked for communication between certain officers, right? The second one you asked for...
Well, no. I mean, communication regarding certain officers regarding testimony they were going to give at the trial, the anticipated right. testimony. That was request number two. The first request was the leave of one of the officers who left work on the day in question. That had nothing to do with the trial. It has something to do with what she was doing on the day.
You should
go back and reread this.
As I said, this is an ongoing legal matter, and I wasn't going to touch it. I wasn't going to put the trustees or the township in any kind of jeopardy that anybody could come back to us and say, you did this wrong. It was sent down there, and it's just that simple.
Okay. Okay, I would appreciate if you would follow up with the prosecutor's office and say, when is she going to get her records? Can you do that for me?
I can do that, and I don't know what they'll say to me, but I will do that.
Okay, let me know if you could.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Sandy?
First thing I wanted to talk about, I'm sorry, Sandra Billick, 3414 Hamlin Road. A couple meetings ago, Chuck brought up about the Weymouth plant sale and doing the $100 like you did last year. And I think, Doug, you were totally against that. But I didn't know where that stood. But I just recently went to the transportation thing at the Medina Library, and you know, put on by the Medina County Historical Society. And it was brought up, and it just reminded me of how important that little Weymouth community is there, because that was the first area that was settled in Medina Township. And I know they just have a lovely little museum there with a lot of, history and things. And so I just think it's, I don't know, it's kind of good PR. I'm not sure what your objection is.
Just to clarify, before that meeting was over, I think we all agreed we were going to get $100 for them.
Well, it's just a matter of
might have been where the money was coming from.
Of course, the answer.
I wasn't saying no. It might have just been where the money was coming from.
Right, and Angela wasn't there at the time. So one, obviously, one of the things I had even kind of brought up at that part was too, is we have a our community, community events thing. And again, the Weymouth Society does all kinds of community events or anything, and I thought we could easily put that down for that, because they do the Weymouth days. Mm-hmm. They have open houses all the time. Everything is the history of the township. We work hand in hand with them, so it's not like it's a rogue entity. I do agree with you on that, and you guys agree with it. I think that's where it could come from.
Yeah. I think at the time I had been talking a lot with the prosecutor's office, and part of that had to do with community events, had to do with employee recognition. So that had me kind of caution about where the money would come from.
Okay.
So that was a discussion, but if we're okay utilizing township funds for that, I'm on board with it. And if not, then I'm still on board.
Then we'll donate.
It'll get there.
Yeah, it certainly couldn't be under employee recognition. We took it from last year. We took it from community events, because
that's what they do.
Goodwill.
Perfectly fine with that.
I would say authorization would be needed from the board.
Right.
I mean, everything, obviously, you want to do above board, so that's what we did last year.
Again, I have an email out to them too, to talk to them. So.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
All right.
I kind of had a second thing. So in the budget meeting, and Danny, I know you do a totally awesome job, so anything I'm saying here is not anything against you and the trees, okay? But I know the trees was brought up, and I know you mentioned that you try to isolate out a road that might need a lot of work and hire a tree company. And the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because when we first moved in, there was this humongous dead tree right in the township right away. And I didn't know if I was supposed to cut it down, if the township was supposed to cut it down. I did call the township, and because there's little kids right across the street that wait for the bus, and I was really concerned that tree was going to, it was like ready to fall. And so I called and said, hey, can you take this tree down, or what's the deal? But it never came. But then we got a windstorm, and it was shortly after that, like maybe a month, and the tree just totally, thank God the kids weren't waiting on the bus, because it went right across the road. And then I did call the township and said, well, I guess you got to come now, because no cars are going to get by. But the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because, several years ago, there was that poor lady on River Styx, and that tree, same thing, it was in the township right away. And, unfortunately, homeowners just aren't responsible, And, of course, it cost the township a lot of money, but, that tree came down, killed her, little baby in the backseat, baby wasn't hurt. But I do know on Hamlin Road, there are a lot of dead trees. I mean, it's like, I even hate to go out on a windy day, because they were so bad. So I was just wondering.
Not to interrupt you, but please, technically you own to the center of the street. I've been told that you own to the center of the street. So those are technically your trees.
Okay, so.
So, but yeah, they're your trees until they're dead trees, and then you want them to be my trees.
No.
That's the way most residents are. I mean, that's what.
No, actually.
That's what usually happens. When we
well,
go trim them, they complain.
Yeah.
When they're dead, they want us to take them down.
Well, actually, Jim and I are really good about taking down the trees in the right of way now because I don't wait. They're dead. When tree guys come, we have them taken down. But I know that homeowners generally aren't responsible for it. And so, but I just don't know what the township wants. I mean, does the township want to do it? I know it's a lot of money. Or should homeowners be responsible for it? I mean, it's kind of a gray area, you know?
Generally, what Denny's saying is how I've been counseled in the past, and I'm not afraid to talk again to our favorite prosecutor about that if we need, you know. But the reality is, you know, as a contractor years ago, we did a water line up through Fawcett and all over the place, mm-hmm. and he's not lying. I had a lady she was very upset because we were going to take off some oriental blue plum tree or something to try to get the water line in. Mm-hmm. And it was in the right way. I had every right to take it out, but she was going to take
right.
legal action. And as it was, we were able to get by and did a little something and made it work. So it is a gray area. It's
well,
really
yeah.
difficult.
I'm just more concerned about the debt.
The safety. It's the safety
somebody.
Issue. And I think
and also liability yeah. for township, too. I mean, I don't know what ever happened with that River 6 case. I don't know if they sued the township or the property owner. I don't know what happened with that.
That was
but
the county down there. Oh, River 6, that was the county.
That's the county? So it wasn't.
But the concern is similar.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I think that.
And we try to take care
yeah.
of what if we see a hazard, we try to take care of it.
They've done stuff like that even over here on Remsen in the past. I know they had some questionable. So, I mean, if somebody sees something that's definitely a hazard, call me or call Denny. You know, I mean, we'll at least look at it. I can't guarantee we can go out and always address it.
Okay.
We would prefer the homeowners take it because that
right.
way it's
right.
taken down and handled the way they want it.
Right.
Nobody tore up anybody's yard that they have to come back
right.
and answer
right.
for.
Right.
But nobody wants anyone to get hurt.
Right. Okay. And the third thing, I just wanted to, because I know we talked about this before, and there was no mention of it tonight, about the possibility of going to a new software system for the payroll or whatever. But the only thing I wanted to say is that after attending the budget meeting, I really have, a lot more respect now for the job the trustees do and the fiscal officer because it's a lot more involved than I had ever anticipated or could have imagined. But I just want to caution the trustees. I know our fiscal officer works very hard, and I think she does a really good job for this township. And I just, whatever decision you make, I just don't want you to make her job harder. You know, so maybe you could just kind of keep that in mind. And the final thing, I just wanted to ask, okay, so you approved this dispatch and communication services agreement. Is that for fire and police or just for fire?
Fire and police.
Fire and police. Okay, So like right now, police have their own.
No, this has been an ongoing
oh,
thing. This is
renewal.
Just a renewal.
Okay, thanks.
So. You got the dispatch fee tonight that was approved?
We just passed the
contract.
The contract.
You know, that's just for police now.
That's okay. Just for the police?
Yeah, our fire contract actually includes the fire dispatch now. This is just police now.
Not this one.
Mm-hmm. It used to, before we were in contract with the city for fire, it used to be, but now this is just, like our fire contract actually includes.
Well, yeah, because technically the fire department already has theirs, so.
Because
right.
we pay for our own service.
Right.
But this
so
is a renewal. We've been doing the same thing for
oh, okay. Thanks.
Quite a few years.
Thank you.
So.
You're welcome.
Thanks for asking.
Any other comments? So this time I'd like to make a motion.
Can I just say one thing back? The class that I sat in yesterday, it's called Medina Community Citizens Police Academy, number 11. And it actually, I just happened to sit in one that was halfway through. I didn't even know about it until yesterday. And it started February 16th, it goes to May 4th. And they do things like, you know, and I told you what last night was a little bit about. The next one is going to be, and it's every week, it's going to be in jail and SWAT tour. There's going to be OVI training. They even said that they're going to get three volunteers, and one they're going to get drunk, one they're going to get almost drunk, and one they're going to get, and literally have people test to see if they can tell whether somebody is you know, sober. So it's sort of an interesting thing. I didn't volunteer for it. Medina courts, and we have a couple of officers that are participating in these things also. So it goes until May 4th. I found it, but I don't have an email address or anything on here to tell you. But I bet you if you went online and said Medina County, Medina Community Citizens, you could find it. But it was a very good class, very good.
All right, so I was making a motion to close public comment. So
second.
Thank you. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right. Is there anything else in front of the board?
No.
All right, so the time is now 8:33. I'd like to call the Medina Township Trustees regular meeting closed. I'd like to make a motion to close this trustees meeting.
At 8:33.
Second.
Roll call. Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
All right. Now we can close. 8:33. With a lot of 8:33.